It was a once-in-a-lifetime sight, a black dot slowly making its way across the sun, the much-ballyhooed Venus transit, which took about 6 hours. Kelly Beattie, senior contributing editor to Sky and Telescope magazine, watched it all from Tahiti, from Point Venus, in fact. And Kelly, when we spoke on Monday, you were like a kid in a candy store. Did it live up to your expectations?
Oh, boy, did it. You know, the Tahitians really went all out for this event. They've been gearing up for quite some time. And at Point Venus, they had managed to cram several thousand people. They had built a big stage with performances, fire dances, and native dances and interpretations. We managed to see it under wonderfully clear skies. There was a little cloud right at the end, but that really didn't dampen it at all. It was remarkable in how clear Venus looked against the sun. You know, sunspots, the normal spots on the sun, are usually kind of fuzzy. But this was like razor-sharp edge circle that just marched its way.
Wow. Well, so it comes in pairs, 8 years apart, then not for 100 or more years. And we know early astronomers learned so much about the size of the universe from this transit. What did you learn?
Well, I learned that you have to see things with your eyes to believe them. You'll all be able to see pictures of this. I'm sorry, I hear it was cloudy in Boston.
Right.
But there's nothing like actually looking through the eyepiece of a telescope to get the real deal.
Yeah.
And I had brought a small telescope along to show the rest of our group that was with me. And I must have shown that Sun-Venus combination to upward of 1,000 people yesterday. In fact, I'm still a little hoarse from explaining it all to everybody.
How lucky for them that you were there, and how lucky for us that you are here, because we just want to ask you one thing before we let you go. We learned today that science fiction luminary Ray Bradbury died at 91. You know, his book celebrated space travel, modern technology. You have some memories?
Well, you know, as an inquisitive person, he celebrated curiosity about the universe. And I think there's a link there to what we saw yesterday. When I was a college student, I got to the lucky, happy circumstance. I got to chauffeur Ray Bradbury around Los Angeles for an event. So I literally had a couple of hours with him on my own. And he was just a wonderful, warm human being. And I'm going to miss him very much.
Well, he wrote cautionary tales about the potential triumph of science, but also, you know, misgivings.
And, you know, he wrote on so many levels. Then, as now, science fiction writers took a lot of what was currently known about science and tried to weave it as accurately as possible into their stories. And he's really going to be missed.
He leaves behind quite a legacy. Kelly Beattie, thanks so much. Kelly's a senior contributing editor to Sky and Telescope magazine. He is in Tahiti at Point Venus. He was there to watch the Venus transit, but also give us some thoughts about another passing. Kelly, thanks so much.
Hey, clear skies, Robin. Take care.